Who are they trying to kid? Do they really expect us to believe the stuff of Christmas carols? Really? I mean, Silent Night, Holy Night, in Israel. Why do we seem to want to believe that the night of Jesus' birth was quiet or even especially holy? I think there's something going on here. I suspect a subtle plot, a cunning plan of Baldrickian proportions by the carol writers to make us so romantic and comfortable with the Christmas story that we'll miss the point of it all. Silent night, holy night, all was calm, all was bright. Was it? Now, I have to be honest about this. I have a problem with Away in a Manger too. The little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. What? A baby that doesn't cry? Well, that's new. That's a pretty incredible miracle if you ask me. Yet perhaps the writers were onto something. Perhaps they were trying to say, not that the Christmas story is unbelievable, but that the miracle of God's coming among us was unexpectedly feeble. I mean, put it like this. If I were God and decided to enter the world I had created, to then live among these violent and greedy creatures called humanity, I would arrive on planet Earth with the biggest noise ever heard. The trumpets would blaze, the heavens would open, the business of the world would come to a frightened full stop, and there would be absolutely no mistake about who is boss. I would stand on my status, and I would demonstrate a bit of power and might. Thunderbolts would be in huge supply. But what does God do? He comes as one of us, in the same way we come into the world. He's born as a baby at a time of astronomical infant mortality rates in an obscure part of an occupied minor region of the Roman Empire. He subjects himself to disease, accident, oppression and injustice. One day the wood of the manger would be swapped for the wood of the gallows. His young, already widowed mother would watch her son's execution, her agonised love penetrating her own heart like a sword. Bruce Coburn put it like this: like a stone on the surface of a still river, driving the ripples on forever, redemption rips through the surface of time in the cry of a tiny babe. God breaks into a lonely and wondering world, but he does so almost incognito. He puts himself where we are, and makes himself vulnerable to all that our lives can throw at him. No shouting or banging the drum. No clinging to rights or power. Just, in the still of the night, he is born of a young girl into a wonderful and yet fearful world. And in so doing, he whispers into the silence, "Now you know I am for you. I am on your side." Maybe I need the silence of a night to comprehend the power of that silent night.